It is 4:16, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Today brought to you by Sonny's Family Diner, open for breakfast and lunch daily from 7 to 2. Everything on their huge menu is homemade with the freshest, highest quality ingredients. Stop into Sonny's Family Diner, 2171 West Henrietta Road. Fantastic food. You'd love it. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner, Sarah?
Well, yesterday,
yes,
somewhere along my travels on the internet,
yeah,
I came across something.
I bet.
That, yes, I did. And it was a fact that kind of blew my mind.
All right.
And I thought, I have got to talk about this on the Wiki Corner.
Okay.
So this is a very divisive topic. Very divisive. Okay. Very strong opinions on both sides.
Okay.
But what I learned yesterday is that Hawaiian pizza was invented in Canada.
Really?
Yes. And I thought, what?
What?
All this time, I thought it came from Hawaii,
and
obviously.
You did your research to make sure that was a true story.
I fact-checked on Wikipedia, as you do.
As you do.
Best way to fact-check, I have found.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
A guy named Sam Panopoulos, who is a Greek-born Canadian, created the very first Hawaiian pizza at his restaurant called the Satellite Restaurant in Chatham, Ontario, Canada.
Oh, yeah.
In 1962.
That's not far from here. Is it Chatham?
I don't know. Is it Chatham? I said Chatham.
It's okay. Chatham. I think it's okay. Chatham.
So
I don't Canadian fully, but yeah.
Okay. So he had recently returned from Detroit, having sampled what was then a novelty for Canadians, pizza.
Oh.
Pizza was not a thing back then, apparently, in Canada.
Welcome to America.
So inspired in part by his experience preparing Chinese dishes, which commonly mix sweet and savory flavors.
Right.
Panopoulos experimented with adding pineapple, ham, bacon, and other toppings to pizzas.
Yeah.
There was no really reason or science behind it. He said in a 2017 interview that they just added pineapple for the fun of it, just to see how it tasted.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. And because pizza was a relatively new dish there in Canada, there was little resistance to the idea. And so people were happy to try it because they had never really tried anything else before.
Right.
So they tried it and liked it.
They thought that's the way it's supposed to be.
I guess. So the addition of pineapple to the traditional mix of tomato sauce and cheese along with either ham or bacon later became popular locally and eventually became a staple offering of pizzerias on a global scale. Now, the name of this creation is, in fact, actually not even directly inspired by the state of Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah. He chose the name Hawaiian after the brand of canned pineapple that they were using.
Oh.
Yeah. So literally nothing to do with Hawaii.
Wow.
Not invented here in the United States.
It's all Canadian-born.
Canadian. Yeah.
Well, that's fascinating.
I know, right?
Fascinating.
In a 2014 article, Time magazine listed Hawaiian pizza first on its list of the 13 most influential pizzas of all time.
Wow. Boy, a lot of people were angry at that, I bet.
Yeah, I'm sure. Opinions towards Hawaiian pizza are generally divisive and polarizing.
Oh, yeah.
Although many like the taste, others vehemently despise it.
Now, can I ask you, do you want to disclose?
You know what? I don't know that I've ever had an actual Hawaiian. I don't think I would be opposed to it, though.
I haven't had. I think the last time I had it was probably in the late 90s.
Yeah.
And it was good.
You liked it?
Yeah. I'm not a pizza snob, though.
Right.
I like Pizza Hut pizza, too.
Yeah.
So, I'm just telling you where I'm coming from.
Got it. So in 2017, the president of Iceland reportedly told a group of high school students during a Q&A that he was fundamentally opposed to putting pineapple on pizza.
Right.
He jokingly added that he would ban pineapple as a pizza topping if he could, as long as he received 30% of the under 21 vote.
Okay. This is the president of Iceland?
Iceland, yeah.
An expert in pizza.
Yes, and
if ever there was one.
And pineapple.
And pineapple,
His off-the-cuff remark generated a flurry of media coverage, as you can imagine, and inspired many, regardless of their taste for Hawaiian pizza, to express their opinions on social media.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Watch out.
So celebrities shared their liking or distaste for Hawaiian pizza, including Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who expressed support for it by tweeting, "I have a pineapple, I have a pizza, and I stand behind this delicious Southwestern Ontario creation."
Okay.
He couldn't be against it.
No.
It's his country's doing.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also in 2017, a UK survey revealed that while 53% of citizens liked pineapple on their pizza, 15% would support a ban. So
really?
I don't know.
I think people are ashamed to say that they like it.
They probably are. Yeah.
Because they will be shamed.
Right.
Like yes. You shamed me moments ago.
How did I shame you?
You looked at me and you had this look of disgust.
Well, why? About what? The pineapple?
That I like the pineapple pizza.
No, I said I wouldn't
and
be opposed
that I like
to it.
Pizza Hut pizza.
I think it was the Pizza Hut thing that really got me.
It is so good. The crust is like candy.
According to a 2019 YouGov Omnibus survey, 12% of Americans who eat pizza say that pineapple is one of their top three favorite pizza toppings.
There you go.
And 24% say that pineapple is one of their least favorite toppings.
Wow.
It was not the most disliked topping, though.
No.
As other ingredients were even more widely unpopular in the survey. You want to take a guess with
anchovies.
Anchovies and eggplant, which I've never had eggplant on a pizza.
No.
But I like eggplant. I would try it. Yeah.
Before you try pineapple on a pizza, you try eggplant on a pizza.
No, I would try them both. Maybe not the same. Not the same time, probably.
What disgusting pizza that would be.
Yeah. So one country where Hawaiian is very popular is apparently Australia.
Oh.
In 2018, Domino's there released a report that found in 2018 alone, some 5.7 million Hawaiian pizzas were ordered, making it in the top four of pizza choices in Australia.
I respect that.
A massive 2.2 million Aussies actually requested more pineapple, extra pineapple on their pizza, while only 184,000 people requested that it be removed.
Okay.
So Hawaiian pizza, big in Australia,
big time.
Invented in Canada, not here in America. Nothing to do with Hawaii. Do you see why it kind of blew my mind when I learned all of this?
That's a very global wiki corner.
Yes,
we were all over the place.
We really
that.
Were.
All right. And I found out that Iceland has a president.
That's right.
Which
what did you think they had?
Would you believe I'd never thought about it? Would you believe that never once in 40,
I can believe that,
46 years, never once crossed my mind. You picked out a record to go along with pineapple pizza, did you?
Hawaiian pizza.
Hawaiian pizza,
yeah,
did you?
Yeah, Hawaiian yes, pizza,
that's
there it
was.
Is.
Right.
That's what I've been talking about for 10 minutes. We're going to play.
I told you I was hung up on the, the Iceland thing.
Okay, so we're going to play a song called Pizza Pie by Norman Fox and the Rob Roys.
Yes, we are. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 1027. That's Norman Fox and the Rob Roys. And the song is Pizza Pie. Sarah, do you remind us why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about a very, very polarizing topic.
Yes.
Hawaiian pizza.
You are not bringing America together.
Yes.
Young lady.
No.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Hawaiian pizza was invented in Canada.
It doesn't have anything to do with the state of Hawaii. It was named after the brand of canned pineapple they used.
And Australians are big, big fans of Hawaiian pizzas.
There you go. We learned more about Australians. We learned about Iceland, they've got presidents.
Yeah. Shocking.
We learned that they learned so much today. This
great.
Is amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. By the way, you mentioned you said that you've had pineapple in stir fry.
Yeah, so I've had pineapple in stir fries, and it's very good.
Yeah.
And that's like a sweet and savory situation.
It is.
So I don't see why I wouldn't like it on a pizza.
All right.
You know?
All right. When you get sweet and sour chicken.
Because
you said the guy who invented it worked making
Chinese food
before. So you could there's all in the red the whatever that red
the really natural the red sauce that it comes with.
The pool of bright red liquid.
Yes.
Isn't there always like a pineapple
there's
floating
like
in the middle?
One pineapple chunk.
Just right there in the middle.
Is it supposed to be a pineapple sauce? Is it
what's that?
Is
about?
That a flavor in it? I don't even know.
I don't know what that sauce is supposed to be. It's so red.
I don't
red.
Know either. It's just so aggressively
very red.
Red. Yeah. It's
just
very
red right through. All right, folks, want to learn more about Hawaiian pizza, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Yeah. Yes. All right, we got tickets to Heritage Square we're going to give away.
We sure do.
And the way we're going to do it, we're trying to figure out how to do this. I think what we'll do is in a few minutes we'll ask you to share something you learned on the Wiki Corner.
And oh, okay.
We didn't discuss this, I guess. This was all in my head.
Yeah.
We will,
news to me, but I like
will,
it.
We will take... Actually, you know what? Let's do it right now.
Okay.
We'll take
wow.
the first...
Okay.
We're changing this up on the fly.
Okay.
Call her now, 222-4000. First one through. Tell us something you learned today on the Wiki Corner, and you'll get a...
Four-pack of tickets.
Four-pack of tickets to Heritage Square. All right? There you go. Thank you, Sarah.
Oh, you're welcome.
Stick around to get the call.
Okay.
Traffic and weather on the way on Legends 102.7.